Hi, this is Dr. Cooper. Hey, this is a quick tip for your next quiz in Module 2. Now, everyone learns that in writing that there is a writing process, right? And the writing process is that you begin by doing some sort of pre-writing. And during that stage of the writing process, we basically call that invention. So you might have some invention strategies or pre-writing strategies that you are already familiar with. But check this out. I have five of the best pre-writing techniques. Now, although many students don't like the idea of doing extra work before they actually start their homework, writing an impressive essay actually requires putting in a little extra work prior to putting together the final draft. So these pre-writing or invention techniques involve warming up your brain, organizing your ideas, and setting up a plan before you dive straight into writing the essay. So it may take just a little extra time, but you will find that if you practice some pre-writing before every essay you write, your papers will be better overall. And it could be the difference between an A and a B. So let me give you my favorite five. Number one is brainstorming. You just basically sit down and you write down every idea related to your topic that comes into your mind. You just make a little list. So if you're writing about education, you just list. Boom, 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 boom. Okay, that's an easy one. Second is mapping or clustering, bubbling, webbing. There's a lot of different tools online to help you do this. As well as just using a piece of paper and a pencil. Sit down and you start by putting the word in the middle of your paper, like education, and then you branch out, you bubble it, and then you circle out different ideas. And then those ideas have their own ideas and you branch out or bubble out from there. That's called mapping, clustering, or webbing. All right, my favorite is free writing, and I associate free writing with journaling as well, because what you do there is you just sit down and you start writing. You're not worried about grammar, spelling, structure, coherence. You're just writing. Now, unfortunately, a lot of people do that as their essay and they turn it in. But if you do it just as free writing and then you move on from there to write your essay based on what you started with, then it could be a good essay. All right, outlining is excellent, and we'll talk more about outlining later in this class, but outlining gives you the structure and the organization that you will need to help you write a good paper. And then the fifth tip, or the fifth pre-writing technique that I recommend is asking questions. Usually your instructor, when they assign the essay to you, will give you a set of questions that you should address in the paper. So you can start out by just asking those questions, but also start out with who, what, where, when, why, and how, and write down all the answers to those questions, and that will give you a good start for your essay. Okay, so that's a tip. You might get a question about that on your test or your quiz.